Recorded Books and One Click Digital present An Obvious Fact by Cray Johnson. Narrated by me, George Goodell. Chapter 1. I tried to think how many times I'd kneeled down on asphalt to read the signs, but I knew this was the first time I'd done it in Hewlett. Located in the northeast corner of the Wyoming Black Hills, the town is best known for being the home of Devil's Tower. I looked at the macadam blend, the stones shining in the mix that were still wet from the early morning rain, and sighed. With the advent of anti-lock brakes, it was hard enough to properly estimate the speed of a vehicle involved in a traffic accident, never mind in the rain.
"Do you see anything?"
I nudged my hat farther back on my head and turned to look at the large Indian leaning against the door of Lola, his Baltic blue 59 Thunderbird, and my granddaughter's namesake. "How about you come over here and take a look for yourself?" Henry Standing Bear didn't move and continued to study the large book in his hands.
"I am on vacation."
I was kneeling at the apex of a sweeping curve on State Route 24, where the road veered off toward Matotipala, the Cheyenne name for the first United States National Monument, so declared by Teddy Roosevelt in 1906.
"There is traffic coming."
I didn't hear anything, but that didn't mean he wasn't right. So I walked to the edge of the road and watched as a phalanx of motorcyclists came around the corner and descended toward us like a flock of disgruntled magpies. They slowed, not for me, I wasn't in uniform, but because of the corpuscle red Indian motorcycle, with the modified KTM extended rear axle dirt bike that roosted.